This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A strong earthquake has shaken Taiwan, damaging buildings in a southern city and creating a tsunami that washed ashore on Japanese islands. A five-story building in a lightly populated area appeared heavily damaged, collapsing its first floor and leaving the rest leaning at a 45-degree angle. In the capital, Taipei, tiles fell from older buildings and within some newer office complex. The Japan Meteorological Agency said a tsunami of 30 centimeters was measured on one southern island. The White House said on Tuesday it wants answers after the deadly strike on aid workers in Gaza. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
We were outraged to learn of an IDF strike that killed a number of civilian humanitarian workers yesterday from the World Central Kitchen.
National Security spokesman John Kirby notes the Israelis say the strike was a mistake and have already started investigating what happened. Kirby worries the killings will make it less likely other aid groups will keep working to get food into Gaza.
Which means it's more likely that the people of Gaza are going to just suffer all the more. So yes, it's a concern.
The White House says President Biden called World Central Kitchen founder Jose Andres to say he's grieving with the entire organization. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Tuesday attacks on aid workers in Gaza was unconscionable.
It demonstrates yet again the urgent need for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire, the unconditional release of all hostages, and the expansion of humanitarian aid into Gaza.
WCK said they'd been traveling in two armored cars emblazoned with the charity's logo. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Tuesday the airstrike mistakenly killed the aid workers. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Three aid ships from the Mediterranean island nation of Cyprus had arrived early on Monday, carrying some 400 tons of food and supplies organized by World Central Kitchen and the United Arab Emirates. Following a pilot run last month, Cypriot Foreign Ministry spokesman Theodoros Gotsis says that around 100 tons of aid had been unloaded before the charity suspended operations following its team's deaths, and that the remaining 240 tons of aid is being transported back to Cyprus. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
One child was killed and two seriously wounded in a shooting at a school outside the Finnish capital on Tuesday, police said, with a 12-year-old fellow student suspected of the attack taken into custody. The arrest of the boy was made without further violence in a Helsinki suburb, police said. Finland's education minister broke into tears when speaking to reporters hours after the attack in a country where gun violence among youths is rare. The suspect and the three victims were all sixth graders, the police said in a statement. Bassirou Diomaye Faye was sworn in on Tuesday as Senegal's newest president after Faye defeated main rival and ruling party coalition candidate Amadou Baye and won Senegal's delayed presidential election with over 54% of the vote. VOA's Nairobi bureau chief Mariama Diallo attended the ceremony in the capital Dakar and has this story.
In his first speech after the swearing-in ceremony, President Faye reassured the people who elected him that he's ready to move his country forward. In attendance, many dignitaries, including presidents of neighboring Guinea-Bissau, Guinea-Conakry, Sierra Leone, Gambia, Ghana, Nigeria, and other high-level officials from other African nations. At 44, Diomaye Faye is the youngest man ever to be elected Senegal's president. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Dakar, Senegal.
More than 53,000 people have fled Haiti's capital in less than 3 weeks as deadly gang violence continues, according to a new UN report. The majority of people fleeing are headed to Haiti's rural southern region. That worries UN officials because the South does not have enough infrastructure or resources and already hosts more than 116,000 Haitians who previously left Port-au-Prince. The exodus began shortly after powerful gangs launched a series of attacks on government institutions in late February. One woman says she left with her small children because stray bullets kept hitting the tin roof of their home. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.